This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist, and what my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my God.
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain? Or?
No, it's not. I wrote it down earlier. How did he get it?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is crazy. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea. How? Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm Joel M, and today I'm joined by Tubbsy and Hyder. They're podcasters, and you should check out their show, The World According to Tubbsy and Hyder. They're TV chefs with their friend Big Zoo, and because they love food, here's what we're going to do. There's a takeaway on its way to the studio right now. It's chicken and rice, but I just need to make sure it's what they want. For now, guard your mind, and welcome to Influenced.
Gentlemen.
Yo.
An absolute pleasure to have you in the studio today for Influence. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. I wanted to quickly ask you, how much do you know about magic and like how much we're going to do today?
I love magic. So I've actually done a bit of studying into how a lot of tricks have been done.
Mm.
And
shit.
But at the same time, it's not just knowing how it's done, it's pulling it off correctly and executing it well. So
growing up,
it's different.
As a kid, there used to be a program I used to watch almost every day. It was that guy who used to wear a mask.
Yeah,
mask magician or something.
Yeah,
and then the narrator's voice was always like eerie and creepy.
And like super misogynistic.
Yeah, there was a lot of things going on. I used to watch that a lot. So,
dude, that shit was awesome. And I think it was fun because it made magicians come up with new material because they just exposed everything. Val Valentino was the guy behind the mask in the end. Which I don't think anyone knew who that was over in the UK.
That's the first I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. So.
Do all the magicians hate him?
I don't know. I mean, I liked him. I thought that shit was fun. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it's very dated now, but I liked it. It was interesting and it got a lot of people into magic.
Very entertaining when we were kids.
If we had our own act and we was doing all them tricks and he just came out and baited out all the tricks, we'll be on to him.
To be fair, the problem was he exposed loads of like big stage illusions, like making cars appear and kind of, which wasn't stuff I was doing. So it was fine for me. But if you had spent millions on all these props and then this guy just said that, you would be so cross. So I don't know what happened to him, whether he was kicked out of the magic society. I'm sure he probably did. But hey, he did a lot of good for magic. Yeah. He made it popular again because I think for a while it was getting a bit stale. So
yeah, I mean, he kept us entertained growing up. So.
Absolutely. Well, we'll try some tricks on you today as well. Try not to tell you much about what's going on. But before we kick off with all the chats, I want to play a game. The game is two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Let's go.
In every episode, I like doing this because we get to learn a little bit about you. Even if I do get it wrong, who cares? So how are you doing this? You're doing this together?
Yeah, we thought we'd do together. A joint one. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Joint one. We come as one.
You come as a pair. That's good. So me and my brother, we do everything together apart from this podcast. You got kicked out for this podcast. All right. Okay, so rules are simple. You're going to tell me something. I got to tell you if I think it's the truth, if it's a lie. Gentlemen, whoever wants to step up to the podium, work away.
We just came back from Medellin.
Do you want them all?
I'm going to ask some questions in between. Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
It was really great. It was the greatest.
What were you there for?
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo, nice. Okay, cool. Right, I know you travel a lot, so that sounds about right. Okay, give me your next one.
We've won an Oscar.
Okay, so this is quite easy because obviously they haven't won an Oscar. So the trick here is actually making them think I'm reading their mind. They've won a BAFTA, which is still pretty cool. And if you listen to their podcast, they mention that straight away. So you don't have to be a mind reader to know they haven't won an Oscar. Time to play dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. very good. For what?
For our
just
TV
all your
show.
TV work. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And whoever wants to give me the last one?
Give it to him. We all live together with our friend Big Zoo in the house.
Okay.
I don't know if you know Big Zoo.
I do not know Big Zoo, but you I feel like I'm going to hear all about Big Zoo.
That makes me feel good. You know us, but you don't know Zoo.
Yeah. I mean, makes you feel happy. So I want to ask you one last thing about your travels. Yeah. How long were you gone for?
7 days.
Okay, right. What I will say, and I say this pretty much every time I play this game, is that usually what people do is the lie that they give is usually quite close to the truth, but they change a bit to try and throw me off.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what you've done, but I can't tell which one it is yet. So I'm going to ask you for them one more time, just very, like in a nutshell. Could you give me the travel one more time?
We just came back from Medellin.
Okay, so this is my final answer. For example, if this was a lie, you probably would have been somewhere traveling, but not there. I actually think that's true, though. Don't tell me just yet. You said that you won an Oscar for all the TV stuff, which
you probably are thinking you would have heard of it. But then again, you ain't heard of my friend Big Zoo, who's very famous. So
true.
You never know.
I'm out of touch with the world.
You never know.
Just in Magic Corner. And the last one.
We live together. Me and my friend together, Big Zoo.
With who?
With Big Zoo.
Yeah.
Right.
We live together.
I'm going to place my bets on this one. I think that as much as you guys are absolutely amazing, I don't think that you, I'm kind of using a bit of prior knowledge, I don't think you won an Oscar. I think that was a lie, but I think it's close to the truth. I think you probably won something else.
Yeah.
And I think the other two are true. Am I wrong?
Is that your final answer?
My final answer.
Are you sure? I mean, we give our
your mind, you know, we're a chance to change your mind. We don't want to bash you up.
We're just saying, like,
is that your final answer?
We don't normally give this many. For? Is that your final answer?
This is your choice.
I can confirm that is my final answer.
I can confirm that you are correct.
You're right.
Come on.
To be fair, we kind of made it.
We made it obvious, though.
Like,
yeah, we did
an Oscar. Like, yeah, man. Come on, man. So we should have said at least like an international.
Why did you come up with that lie?
You know what?
To be fair,
I'll be entirely honest with you.
Should we be honest?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit shit. Yeah. But the people around me were like, "Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Sounds decent. You know,
it was a decision made on our behalf without our knowledge."
Nah,
I understand.
Until we woke up from our sleep and
You know what, I'll be honest, I stressed a little bit about that one, because I think you two, you in particular, keep a very deadpan, which is hard sometimes. So I feel like everything you could be saying could just be not true if you wanted to be, and you could completely catch me out. So
Tubbsy's got a very good poker face.
Which is why I might play 20Q with you later.
Yeah,
that's
but I feel like that gives it away as well. Even though, like, you might be a bit stiff-faced, you look for like the micro emotions or like the little bits that are like, I'm trying to force it. You can, like, I know where it is. I've tried to do it, but I'm not like really good at it. You know, I got quite a trusting nature, so more time I'll just believe it anyway.
And to be fair, before we came on air on the podcast, he did kind of give it away with the going to Belfast, getting his passport. So it was obvious.
Yeah, that was in my head about where the last place he traveled from. Yeah. But hey, listen, pretty good. They were pretty good. I've heard ones that are more obvious before, so I'm proud of myself. I can pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Well. Okay.
Well, with that said, we've got to know a little bit about you. You have won other awards, though.
We've won a BAFTA, yes.
And
two broadcast awards.
Where the hell do you keep BAFTA? That's got to be.
It's
you can't just
house.
Keep it. Just keep it in the house. Up
on the shelf. Just on the shelf. Right on the shelf.
Just sitting.
Two of them.
There's my BAFTA.
Yeah.
Two on one.
That's got to feel pretty good.
That was.
It's pretty great.
It was a feeling you can't describe. Like, especially for people like us who, where we come from, these things don't normally happen. Like, you don't hear these things. Like, growing up, we used to say, like, when our friend would make a joke or they'd try to act in class or something, oh, what, do you want a BAFTA? Like, we'll make jokes about it, but we'd never ever think that we'd actually win one. Like, it's surreal.
Dude, that's unreal. Congrats. Because
I appreciate it.
Not many people win a BAFTA.
That's what they say.
It's mental.
Is the actual award high quality? Because I got a, I don't even want to say, I know, I'll just say, I got one of those gold YouTube plaques for like a million. and like the letters had fallen off it by the time I got it. So
no, this is solid brass, heavy.
If it drops on your foot,
your foot gone.
You struggle to hold it. 100% broken toe, at least.
Definitely, at least.
100%.
Oh, congrats on that. Yeah, a man can dream about winning a battle. Yeah, what exactly was it for?
Big Zoos, Big Eats.
Best feature.
Best feature.
Gotcha. Amazing.
It was, yeah.
It's nothing you ever would assume that would happen to you. That's got to feel just mental.
We didn't embark on this journey to like win awards or do things. We just like friends and we're working together.
We just happened to...
That resonated on the telly and people saw it and realised it was natural and it was a new concept that ain't been done for before.
The unique thing about the show is a lot of, no matter what age group you are, you connect with the show. Like we have parents who send pictures and videos of their kids using recipes from the show to cook. Then we have 60, 70, 80 year olds stopping us on the road saying I love your show, like the
and we have little kids
it's crazy
it's mad that, as especially with internet land as well now, you can hit everybody and it's very strange when they come up and you're like, how would you ever have seen me? I'm sure you get literally, that you're saying young kids, that's a weird one though, isn't
it? I mean, yeah, we're embarking on our internet journey. We've embarked on a whole different journey, like the telly journey.
TV.
Well, presumably as well, like Gogglebox as well.
Oh,
Gogglebox.
Yeah.
People will know you from that.
100%. Yeah.
That was interesting.
What's that like? Because there was talk about me doing that with another magician at one point. It never quite happened, but I really was like, is that just going to be like... I don't know if I would be able to commentate.
It's not what you expect. Like, I don't know if I'm meant to say these things, but when you watch Gogglebox on TV, you think, yeah, they're just sitting down watching their massive TV. There's a camera recording them. But you don't realise that the setup of them coming into the house, setting everything up, takes longer than the actual filming.
That makes sense.
And you don't watch it on your own TV.
They bring, like, is it a lovely TV?
Obviously, I don't want to say too much and give too much away, but... No, it's beautiful.
It's like sitting at home. It's just sitting there watching TV. Sitting at home, but with exactly what you think it is. That's what it is.
Presumably, but with like a crew in watching you watch it. Or are you left in the room by yourself?
No crew. No one's in your house. No one's in your house.
They do little cameras
and they get out. So it feels natural. And you got all your snacks and it's exactly the same as watching TV.
Yeah. It helps us catch up. Put you under pressure if someone just kind of staring behind the camera. I wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, no,
it's not that.
To be fair... Before I came into this TV life and everything, I hated cameras. I hated being in front of cameras. So I understand what you mean with that. Mm. Like, there's a lot of pressure.
Did it take you a while to get used to, both of you? Because presumably there's a moment where you're like, oh, this is actually a thing and I have to now get used to this.
I just have to not care at all. Like, cameras on is what it is. Cameras off is what it is. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. Like, to capture the realness... Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, camera's watching me. What's going on? I hope I don't do anything wrong. Mm. Nah, I don't care. Whatever happens, you know? And it's just normal.
I think after the first 3-4 episodes of season one, we like got into our groove and just, it became second nature. Mm. And we just knew what we were doing.
Pretty nice work though, isn't it? I mean, that's...
It's honestly, working with your mates that you grew up with your whole life, basically, and getting paid for it and eating food... Just, you can't ask for more in life.
Is there a show or any sort of project that you both want to do?
Top Gear.
Yeah.
Listen, bring us back. Charles. I'm Richard Hammond, he's James May, Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm not James May.
I promise you, if you don't know us, that is us.
I'm not James May.
That we are the younger version of them.
You're not Richard Hammond, bro. You don't even drive motorbikes.
No, you know what I mean. Sure. Slow.
I'm not slow, bro. I'm faster than the cars, bro.
I have to put this to the test at some point.
I promise you.
Don't try James May me, bro.
We will. James May is smarter than all of them.
So I'm like James May.
So you're not smart.
I'm smarter than all of you. Yeah, I'll take that. But don't James May me, bro.
Yeah, no, Top Gear, I think we would smash it.
I think so too.
Absolutely smash it.
So I want to hear about your podcast. What's it called?
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida.
Love it. That felt very nicely well rehearsed. That's good. That's good. You're so in sync. So what's the podcast about?
It's
our world,
your world, and the world around us.
Come on, we break it down.
We sound so scripted right now, but we're not. We know what we're saying.
You're just on the same page.
Same wavelength.
Do you think you like complete each other's sentences? Like you could read each other's minds?
I'll be saying some wild stuff.
Trust.
If I could complete his sentence.
podcast.
Yeah, I can complete the sentence, but do I want to complete it?
No,
the
podcast. I don't want to leave that mind to too dark.
It's beautiful because we're used to the TV world, so venturing into the podcast world and understanding it, and now that we're a few episodes in, it's like I said, we're getting used to it. It's like the TV. We had to do it a few times to understand it, see what's going on. But now,
this is just like a conversation. It's not like, I don't see it as anything else.
And you understand why we won the BAFTA.
100%. No, and congrats on that again, because that is massive. That's massive stuff. I mean,
appreciate that,
I can't even imagine what that's gonna feel like. But yeah, and again, you're probably just getting started. I'm sure there's lots of stuff you still want to do.
We're still young. That's why, like, we like after winning that BAFTA, like, we had execs and people in the TV industry that have been in it since before we were born, telling us like, this ain't normal. Like, what you lot have done in two seasons, like. There's people their whole lives, 50 years old, they haven't won a BAFTA or even been nominated for one. So it's like, it's crazy. And to be sitting in that room seeing people we grew up watching on TV, like, it's crazy.
I feel blessed. I feel just grateful, man.
Well, fellas, I want to, in a minute, get back to more chat, but...
Games.
Games.
I'm ready.
To play some games, because listen, we chatted a lot. But I just need to bring it back, center ourselves.
Let's
I'm gonna play my favorite game. It's always my favorite bit of the episode. It's 20Q. So if you're a new listener, 20Q, I'm gonna do this with you. Tubbs, I'm gonna get you to think of something. I'll give you a few options in a second that the listeners can hear. You're gonna think of something, and in 20 questions, I'm gonna try and figure out what the answer is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so you have options A, B, and C. You can choose to think of the name of your first pet. You can go first person you slept with or the last person you texted.
Cool. When you say name, the name that we gave it or the name of the actual animal?
Whichever you prefer.
For the pet. I'll say I'll go for the first one.
The name of the animal?
Yeah, name of my first pet.
And you want to do the name of the animal or the...
Or his actual name
of the animal. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Okay, no one's ever chosen that, but we'll go for that. We will be right back in a second. But before we do, we're going to have a quick ad break.
What voice do you want me to do? I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Tell them about your podcast, Joe.
Oh, can't we just play some clips?
I wasn't allowed to speak for a year.
A year?
A year.
Mile High Club. It's just the toilets, surely.
Who is Desmond Tutu? You want to find it? Search for
The Joe Marler Show. It's about you, the listener, and the jobs you do.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Right, new game. I've got Tubbsy and Hyder here. We're going to do this with Tubbsy. I've got 20 questions to work out what Tubbsy is thinking. Three options. First pet, last person you text, or the first person you slept with. He's gone with first pet. He can answer truthfully, or he can lie to my face, which I will be reading. Here we go. All right, gents, we are back.
We're back.
It's 20 questions time.
Yeah.
Favorite time of the hour. I love it. Now, we're going to do this with you, Tubbs, because I think you're harder to read, firstly. just being honest, I think you keep quite a straight face. You're a lot more expressive, which I like whenever I'm dealing with someone. Which is why I think the three truths and a lie was two truths and a lie was a little bit easier. So I'm going to challenge myself now. So for the listeners, during the ad break, I did not get you to just tell me what it is that you're thinking of.
Yeah,
that's a boy. Have you told?
He knows where it is, but I don't think you're going to get it, personally.
That's good.
If you get it, like, I highly respect it.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Okay, well, that's putting a lot of pressure on. We'll see how we do. Okay, I will say, just to go through the rules one more time, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. The curveball here is that you don't have to tell me the truth. If you want, you can lie to me, and I'll try and figure out when you're lying and try and figure out what this thing is.
If you say, oh, you're lying, do I have to tell you, yeah, I was lying?
No, you can...
just lie the whole way through?
Right until the end. I'll ask you at some point. I'll give you my final answer and you can at that point then be honest with me.
All right, cool.
And my goal, I usually get like a 70 to 80% hit rate on this, so we're going to see as close as we can get. Cool. But are you ready, my friends?
Yes.
Okay, let's play 22. Right, and actually, could I ask you to keep track of the amount of questions I've asked?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So just on your fingers, count it out, and it's all good. Okay, first question. Is this a dog?
No.
I'm going to ask the same question again. Is this a dog?
No.
Is that a small dog?
No.
Is it a cat?
No.
Okay. I like the real no shaking your head because you don't do that so much. That's okay. Is this an unusual animal?
Unusual. Is it yes or no questions? Or we just
you can answer however you like. Give me as much as
unusual in certain households, and in certain households, it's like the most normal thing.
Oh, yeah, it feels like an overkill answer, doesn't it? Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question again. Is this a dog?
No. You're going to waste half your questions on is this a dog?
How am I doing here? Seven? Six?
Six.
Six, okay. I'm going to ask another question. Is this a Pomeranian?
It's not a dog.
Okay, that's okay.
I want to save you a lot of questions.
He's good at double bluffing. Okay, keep going. So, don't give me too much help. Is this a chihuahua?
Honestly, I'm not lying to you. I'll tell you if I was lying because you said I'm allowed to lie. It's not a dog. Stop wasting your questions on dog questions.
Okay, it's definitely a dog. Okay, I'm going
I promise you, it's not a dog. Like, if it's a dog, I'm actually just a liar.
How many questions have I got left?
You've done 8. 12 left.
Okay. Is it a... answer yes or no. Don't give me more detail. Is it a bulldog?
You know what's mad? It's not a dog, but like a little bit of that name.
Oh, I know what it is.
A little bit, a tiny bit of that name is a part of that.
The dog but bit.
No. I promise you it's not a dog.
Really?
Like, bro, like, please stop wasting your questions on dogs.
Are you going to let me go back to zero? Well, no, I don't. How many am I? Nine?
It's not a dog.
Right, I'm halfway through now. If I ask one
start
more question.
Start asking like...
Right. Is there
close it down?
Just is there any way I can know what this animal is? You haven't taught. You can research this,
bro. If you just say the type of animal, I'd be happy. Like, you know what I mean. You don't have to like species of it.
Okay,
that will be extra points.
I get extra points for species.
Yeah, but if you just say the type of animal, then cool.
Okay. So I'll be honest, right? This isn't a question. Usually, when I do this, I try and guess the name of the pet, not like what the animal is. I don't know every type of animal. I know enough to where I might get close.
Yeah.
But I'm going to place a bet. I'm going to ask one more question and that should tell me, does this animal have gills?
No.
Then is it a bird? That's my final answer.
Yes, it is a bird.
And is it a bulbul bird?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. I'll take that. That's a hit.
He got it. You said
I know, but I made it. Like, you know what? I respect that. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say too much. I mean, that bulldog one, that kind of helped a lot.
Helped me.
But come on, I respect it. Not a lot of people know what that is.
Thank you, bro.
Come on, my bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bulldog.
Questions.
I wrote this down from before, so you know it's not a lie.
Let me see.
Bulbul bird.
Let's show the camera. Bulbul bird. Look at that. I'll keep this as a cheap souvenir.
Sorry,
thank you very much.
Can't get up.
Pop this in my
pocket.
Pretty good. Okay, that was hard. For a bit there, I was convinced he genuinely had a dog and he was lying to me. So now I need to come up with some chat about why I know so much about birds all of a sudden.
Where did you first learn know about a bulbul?
Do you know, the only reason I know anything about birds is because I grew up in a very Christian household and we used to go on Sunday walks after church.
Okay.
So we used to go to this place called, and if you're in Northern Ireland, please do check it out, called Mount Stewart, and they used to show us all the birds. So I know a little bit about that. Yeah. But I'm not really an animal person. I do like dogs. I don't like cats.
I love dogs. I don't vibes with cats unless they're lions.
Just out of curiosity, did you like the bird?
Yeah, I loved it, man. Honestly, it's so horrific. I love that bird so much. It used to be in the morning, it's go tweet, 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 sing, like, it was all nice, like, you know? And then afterwards, like, one, like, bad day, we must have, like, put in, like, he flew out into the garden, and then...
Never came back.
And then, then we had a little cage for him, yeah? So when he comes back, just sit in the cage. And then we put the cage in the garden, and just thought, yeah, it's because it's hot outside, we don't want him, like, to breathe. A cat must have come through and didn't get into the cage, but must have scratched the side of the cage. No. So then he got a little injured, and we just like nurtured him, helped him get better. But then It's quite the same. I had quite a few of them. I've had like 5 different baubles.
You're both chefs.
Yes.
Obviously. Who's the better chef?
I'd say myself.
You would say yourself?
Can we ask someone in the room?
Right, yeah.
Ash, who do you think's a better chef, honestly? And who have you seen actually chef?
Bro, he's just made noodles.
Huh? Tubbs?
Ooh, you think you're the better chef?
Based off the noodles yesterday. That's what you're basing it on.
Bro, you asked the question. No one asked it. We could have broken that between us.
Presumably,
Hyde is very good. Don't get to say Hyde on the barbecue. Hyde is the guy.
Is there a conversation there at all? Like, who's.
No, we cook together.
Course,
what we do is our mission is to one up each other. Mm-hmm. So, whatever he's doing, I'm trying to do a little bit better than him. Mm-hmm. And his mission is to do the same thing back.
Yeah, that's
but
true,
that's like a healthy competition. And if he does do something better than me, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, how'd you do that? Let's break it down. We try to uplift each other so that we both do well. If he does, like, Hyde is a great footballer. He might not make me, maybe, on a good day. But, you know, like, yeah, I might just, you know.
We're all good at different things.
Right, so I'm kind of trying to think of, like, what my favourite meal is.
Are you good at cooking?
No, I suck, bro. I'm so bad. Do you know what it is for me? I'm not good, but, like, I can do it. My problem is I don't actually enjoy it. Because I'm not amazing at it. And I think it's hard to get good at something that you don't actually...
Should I be honest?
I love food, bro. Like, I'll try any food. I love nice restaurants. I just think it's the time investment to do it. I tend to eat out usually. But having said that, sometimes if I'm in the mood, I like cooking if it's for somebody else, for like date night or something. Not that that happens often. My girlfriend's listening, going like, he's never cooked for me. When you're talking about some kind of bullshit. Yeah. But you were going to say?
I was going to say, watch our show. Honestly, you'll learn to cook. We make it look so easy.
Bro, I will, absolutely, because it is a nice skill. And I think if I could learn to do it and not be stressed while I'm doing it, I might enjoy it more.
Do you know what it is? I think there's a stigma around cooking where programs, honestly, like MasterChef, all these other programs, they make it look so hard and unaccessible, basically. Like, the ingredients, how they make it, how it looks. People just think cooking's long, whereas we make cooking look fun and easy.
Yeah.
So a lot, like I said, we get kids sending us pictures saying, look at the dish we cooked that you lot cooked on your show. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's what I think puts a lot of people off cooking, is thinking it's hard and
unaccessible, like you said. I'm trying to think what meal I could think of, and then you could choose who would be better at cooking it. Like, what sort of food would I like?
Yes.
Cooking's like magic. You just like the prep to it, and then they individually don't taste that nice, but then together they come together and that some magic happens.
Well, yeah, because presumably there's a lot of time spent where you suck and the food just doesn't taste that good.
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying. Like, what do you just taste it? And you're like, no, start again, or just eat it. Like, what do you do?
Do you know what it is? I don't feel like there's a wrong way to cooking. Like, you might like specific seasonings that you want to put in your food. That's right. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
do you both like similar food? Or is that...
Hyde is quite picky. Okay. Hyde is like, only likes the best of the best.
Not really. There's just 3-4 things I don't like.
What's that?
Happen to like everything I don't like.
What do you not like?
Raw cheese. I don't eat raw cheese.
Not like any cheese. When he says raw, he just means cheese. What's raw cheese, bro? Like, come on, let's be real.
Cheese that ain't melted, obviously.
So he likes melted cheese, like pizza cheese, fine.
So what
cheese
does that mean then? You don't know.
It's fine. But any
man
cheese.
Man said he don't like cheese. I just had the cheese toastie.
I know. I'm saying you like melted cheese. You don't like that.
Exactly.
Like,
raw cheese. Cheese
raw
that
cheese
ain't melted.
Is like cheese, that milk. They just took it out of the cow and you've done all of that. And that's raw cheese, bro. All
right, mate. You know what I mean. Cheese that ain't melted.
Yeah,
I hate that. This rare will eat mature cheddar.
Tuna. You don't like tuna?
I don't like tuna.
The greatest, like, you know, sandwich.
I'm not a massive tuna fan either. I guess that.
Salmon.
Fish, you can never.
Don't like salmon.
He's not a big fish man then.
No, I'm a fish man, just not salmon and tuna.
You're not like a big fish man. You're a fried fish man.
That's I'm a big fish, man. I eat grilled fish as well.
You like
sea bass, sea bream,
don't like?
Just that, really.
Just tuna, salmon,
cheese. You don't like cake.
And
you don't like
cheese
dessert.
That ain't melted. I eat desserts, just not how he eats desserts.
What's
he eats desserts.
Cake?
And you're not picking.
What do you mean?
Marble cake with custard. Oof.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We haven't eaten today, so this is really harsh.
Yeah,
we had a little cheeky toasting one earlier.
Ooh, what do you have?
Just a cheese toast.
I had a tuna sandwich and
you would
orange
hate
juice.
That. A tuna sandwich.
Yeah, the cheese toast.
Not for you.
melted cheese, so it's all right.
I was going to say, how did you cope? God bless you.
No, they toasted it.
No, I get you. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should be more adventurous and try and cook. I'll have to watch the show and see.
I promise you, watch the show, 3 seasons of it, season 1 to 3, you'll see the progress level up.
Hey, we'll do that then. I will commit to you. How do we feel about pineapple on pizza? Because everyone says that's terrible, but it does make sense.
It's so great.
It is good, right?
I'm sorry to all the Italians that are burning right now. That are just like
but no, it does taste good.
You like, cannot do that. But shall I be honest?
But like,
you're a liar. Shall I be honest though? I don't get it. Like if I was to go to a pizza shop, I wouldn't get pineapple on my pizza. But if I got offered a slice of pizza and it had pineapple on it, I ate it once and I thought, you know what, this ain't that bad.
No, it's good.
It's the sweetness.
It's not as bad as people make out. But I understand, like, if you don't like proper sweet stuff,
yeah,
it might put you off.
I think, yeah, it's a very triggering thing. But it does make sense. Like so many foods, sweet and salty work, so why would it not work? Pineapple on pizza, like most foods are like that, so why would you? It just makes sense.
I think it's
always been a fan.
More traditionalists and people that don't like to explore the new flavors. If you don't like it, fair enough, but if you're against even trying it, oh, that don't sound good, or don't sound fair enough, you tried it and that's not you can order whatever
stick
you want,
stick to what you want.
Another, I mean, you said you love mushrooms, another chat dish to I used yeah, to make growing up.
Tell them.
Like, this was when I was home alone as a kid. I didn't know nothing. I just used to chop up some mushrooms. Not some, a lot. Fry them with whatever herbs you like, seasonings you like, and then grated cheese on top. Let the cheese melt. Like, put the lid on, let the cheese melt onto the mushrooms.
You have to melt it. It can't be
and
wrong.
And then with bread.
That sounds fantastic. Not for you?
I mean, I will still eat it.
You'll eat it, 100%.
I'll still eat it.
But I'm saying for someone...
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's
like
not... No, I'm saying for him. He don't cook. Yeah. Quick
it's
thing.
Easy, it's done.
Bread that...
Yeah, it needs to be nice. Easy because, I don't know, usually by the time I get back after working, I'm just like, ugh.
Do you order food all the time?
Not as much as I used to. For a long time, I did the whole like meal prep that comes already cooked in a microwave thing and I just eat two of those. Plus I do the fasting thing, so I don't eat the whole way through the day. So I just eat it in one bit. You do that too.
Ramadan.
Of course.
Us Muslims have been fasting from before fasting was
before it was cool.
Yeah.
I know some people hate it, bro. It's really antisocial whenever your friends go out for breakfast and lunch and I'm like, no, but
do you drink water though, during your fast?
Lots.
Yeah. The water fast.
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah. We do dry fast, which is like
I've never done it.
It's like it's different, isn't it?
It's good for you.
It's good.
It's very fantastic good. For you. Yeah.
Detoxes you, cleans you out. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, there's
the beginning of every Ramadan, I'm just dreading it. Like, oh, I'm going to have to start fasting. But then once you get in the groove of it, like you start feeling good.
It's meant to be really healthy for you. Yeah. Anti-inflammatory and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Okay. So listen, before we wrap up the podcast, there's loads I could still talk to you about travel nozzles. Maybe we'll have you on again sometime. We'll have some fun. And, but listen, I want to try one last thing with you.
I'm still spun.
One last thing that has to do with food. I've never done a trick with food before. I thought I'd give it a try, which is a bit of mind reading with some food.
Right, creepy music is back. This next trick is probably the most stressful one we've tried on the podcast so far because they can ask for any takeaway in the world. Well, in London, which is where we've recorded this show. I know what I want them to order because hopefully it's already on the way. And I'll be trying to lead them in that direction. Oh, and all of that bird chat we did earlier, that was no coincidence, by the way.
So what I want both of you to do right now is lock heads for a second. You can have a little chat to kind of familiarise yourself. That's beautiful. That's absolutely fantastic. Look at that. It's like a little heart.
I've done this a lot. No, I've got info. The info has been...
Can you just stay like that for the rest of the podcast? I feel
like
what
you're thinking right now.
No,
yeah, dude, he'll get in trouble for that.
He's
be careful.
A good guy, man.
No, he's cool, bro.
He's a good guy. Don't think him kind of things.
Don't say that, bro. Like, don't say that, man.
You could do a double act with
rude.
Magic.
Stop being rude, bro. you're too disrespectful.
What, that's
right.
You don't want to read that mind that's in this place. Both of you, what I want you to take a second and I want you to think right now, really concentrate on if you are both to get a takeaway right now, what those foods would be. And we might, you can whisper to each other if you want to kind of confirm what you're doing for a second. So I'm going to plug my ears, have a little chat so you both know you're on the same page with what it is. And I'm going to close my ears. You can do drinks, foods, whatever. Oh, they're talking. It sounds silent right now, so I'm going to keep speaking. But my ears are plugged and they are still talking right now. And
yeah, we're good. We're ready.
We're good.
We're in unison.
Right, so my job now is to try and tell you roughly what that food might be. And again, I'm slightly nervous because I know you know a lot more about food than I do. A bit like with the animals, I was a bit like, I don't know, but I got lucky there. So this one, if I get this, I'll be very, very happy. And who knows?
We've made it a bit easier.
You've made it a bit easier?
We've gone for the easy option. Like, we have an itinerary in our head of what we normally order.
Mm-hmm.
And where we normally order from, yeah. But we kept it
we
nice and simple.
Yeah, we kept to like real what we would actually get.
What we would actually
like right now,
right now.
Bearing in mind, I'm looking at the time, trying to think what type of food. Okay, right. Do me a favor, since you're a little bit easier, possibly. I'm going to start with you. Just a yes or a no. Did you take into account drinks or no?
Yes,
you did. Okay, and is this something that you would share, or is it like a meal each?
A meal each.
It's the same thing, but it's not. It's different flavors.
Okay. Is this a food that you think I would like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think right now you set this meal in front of me, I would enjoy that?
You'd either enjoy my one or his one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
You'd enjoy both, but you'd enjoy one of them better.
Okay. You can kind of tell me in bits here, and you don't have to give away too much if you think I'm asking too much. Is it a meal that is predominantly made up of one ingredient?
Two ingredients.
Yeah, you could say predominantly one and then
the other.
Another ingredient.
Okay, you haven't told me what this is. Do you think, based on what you've told me, what you just thought of, do you think you've given enough away?
No.
For me to know what it is?
No. Unless you've done deeper research. No, bro, how is he going to get it?
You said something that will make... He's smart, bro. Same way you mentioned the whole Belfast thing and all that. He knows we flew out. That's you know true. What I'm saying? He's smart. You said something just now, which made me think he'll know what we're talking about.
If he gets it right, listen, I'm be impressed, innit? Like, I'm not that...
Well, thank you. But you guys just had a chat. You put heads together. Right now, you're both thinking of something from a takeaway.
Yeah.
Look at me for a second. Can you both, do you think visually, like in pictures?
Yeah.
Could you imagine right now, just to make this easier, that I am somehow reaching into the ether?
Yeah.
I'm pulling this meal down and putting it right in front of you right now. Could you imagine that?
Yes, yeah. I can.
Can you imagine what it would look like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it would smell like?
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't got a clue what it is, to be honest. I'm really, really, really confused. Are you hungry?
Starving.
No, not really.
You're not? You're starving. I'm hungry too. I actually could do with some food. Although I did order something.
Don't do this, because if this guy
ordered
what we've ordered.
Bro. God, no, I'm not Jesus. Don't worry, it's okay. I'm not, thank you. Yeah, one second. I'm just going to...
Do you want to ask any other questions?
could you give me the main ingredient that would be... I want to finish on a strong one, but I just think that maybe you've come for something obscure.
Shall we just
the main ingredient?
Yeah.
Rice.
Rice and some meat, presumably. I'm guessing. I don't know. I should have picked a trick that I know something about. It would have been helpful. What was the...
Yeah.
You can tell me what the meal is.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice. Anything else?
The drinks.
Five wings.
Five wings to share?
Yeah.
To share.
And you got drinks. Water?
Few drinks.
Don't tell them the drinks.
Don't tell me the drinks. That's okay.
You got to get the drinks at least, bro.
I'm just going to hang on. Give me 1 second. Just to pause. They're just going to make a phone call.
This guy brings out his phone.
You think I've like predicted it on my phone or something?
No, I don't know, man.
Hello. Has my food arrived? Could you leave it outside? Or do you want to bring it in for me? It's just here. Just give me 1 second. I'll come get it.
Nah, bro. Ash. If he brings this food here now, my god!
Was there a specific restaurant?
Yeah.
We got
Pepe's chicken and rice with five wings.
Tell me what's on the table.
And a Pepsi.
How?
Hey, this is our order, you know, all the time.
How?
So, bro, open that up.
No. Oh,
what drinks did you want? Did you say? Did I get the
7-Up and Pepsi?
Yeah, I got the Pepsi. I wasn't sure about diet.
Bruh!
I clock how he does it.
You've told him what we get, innit?
Nah, I clock how you do it, bro.
I'm just a psychic, bro.
Nah.
You haven't clocked.
Do you know what's mental? Mm. Yeah?
How, though?
Bro, like, this is what's happened, yeah?
Mm.
So, we thought about takeaway.
Mm.
And we've written it down so we don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? it's been under my phone this whole time.
No, I've had it. I've had it in my pocket the whole time.
Take it out. Let's see it.
He hasn't seen it. He hasn't touched it. It's been in my pocket, bro.
It's been in your pocket?
Look, back pocket as well.
Go on. No. Show me. What'd you write?
Like...
This is our actual exact order.
Bro, why do you think I'm bugging out?
Bro, this is our actual
exact order. How, like... The exact to like... Bruv.
Bro, how'd you do that?
I've just been stalking you for like the last 3 years.
Getting
consensus, you know.
Bro, is I got lemon and herb. He got hot.
Fellas, dig in. It's all yours. You work away.
I think you deserve the first bite.
You deserve the first bite.
So I've never had food from Pepe's before.
The chicken and rice, what you want?
Oh, because these are the wings.
Do you want the hot or the cold? Hot or the mild?
Mild for now. So I just want to have a taste. Before I dig in, guys, I just want to thank you both very, very, very much for coming on the show, bro.
Thank you.
And I'll take one of these off you.
Honestly.
Guys, while I take my first bite, is there anything you guys want to plug, like the podcast, anything else want to talk to the listeners about?
Of course.
The wonderful world.
The world according to Tubbsy and Hyder.
The world according to Tubbsy and Hyder.
Every Wednesday on whatever platform you guys listen to your podcast on.
My Instagram, I am Tubbsy.
Hyde's official, HYDZ official. And we also have a joint Insta for our podcast, which is Tubbsy and Hyder.
Tubbsy and Hyder.
Fantastic. Boys, thank you so much for coming on.
Joe.
That's absolutely delicious.
You are a legend. I'm still...
Can I guess how you did it?
How?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
So the last time we came here, this was the exact meal that we...
No, we got Wingstop.
Oh, we did get Wingstop.
Exactly. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to quickly dig into this. Before we go, just wanted to say thank you for coming on. And everyone listening, remember to be careful of your thoughts because you never know who might be listening. Good luck.
That's so beauty.
Here's what's coming up on next week's episode.
I have a lot in common with Joey Tribbiani from Friends. Not only are we both Italian-Americans and absolutely love food, we both starred in the TV show Days of Our Lives.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I just say the most well-rehearsed, amazing truth and lie we've ever had on the show. That was fantastic so far.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza. Eliza is a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction, or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.